brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is our final little five-minute segment with Joseph Farah of WEND.com, WorldNet Daily, pioneering anti-New World Order operation. We're going to get into the whole healthcare monstrosity and some big news on vaccine cover-ups, knowing that the vaccines are actually causing the diseases. This has come out in court, their own internal documents. Dr. Russell Blaylock joining us coming up in the next segment. Joseph Farah again here with us now. In closing, I almost forgot. I guess in a week and a half, you've got big news. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Maricopa County, is going to break it at WorldNet Daily, saying that it's the biggest news yet on the providence of Obama. Tell us a sneak peek of that, and also who you really think he is, because what we know is we don't know who he is.
We don't know who he is. I don't even know if we're any closer to knowing. You know, you talk about false flags. This guy is a walking false flag. He is the personification of it. Nobody knows anything about this guy from where he was born, when he was born, who his parents were. How the heck is he using a Connecticut Social Security number all these years? Why is it that when you go to E-Verify for the guy who's sitting in the White House, he comes up as somebody you can't hire in America? I mean, it's crazy stuff. And one guy, you know, I've said all along, we're not going to get to the bottom of this because of court actions. No judge in America is going to have the guts to say that the guy sitting in the White House is not eligible to be there. I've said that, you know, all along. I admire people who pursue that route, but nevertheless, that's just not a practical reality. What Joe Arpaio is different, this is the first law enforcement investigation of Obama's background. It goes beyond even the eligibility questions as he's gone into this Social Security stuff, the draft card business. And on July 17th, he's going to be announcing his latest findings in this independent investigation. And we'll be live streaming it on WND-TV. Be sure to watch for that. I honestly don't know many details of what's going to be coming out there, even though, you know, our Jerry Corsi's working very closely with the Arpaio investigation.
Well, I know it's great to build stuff up, but Breitbart's like, I'm releasing the most incredible info tomorrow, and he dies.
Exactly.
And they announce in like an hour and a half, oh, it's natural, nothing to see here. I mean, I don't know what really happened there, but if something happens to me like that, folks, I want a real investigation.
I want an autopsy. I'm on the record right now. Cut me up.
Joseph,
publicly.
Joseph Farah, that's another final question for you. You've already got drones out at your place. Tell us a little bit about threats, harassment. I mean, I know I've gotten it. You have had to have had some hurdles.
Yeah, many death threats over the years. You know, the most substantive stuff that I can point to that's very real, and it happened during the Clinton administration, very early on in the Clinton administration, even before I started WorldNet Daily, the Clinton administration started auditing me, and I began investigating what that was all about. We determined, guess what? They were investigating all their enemies, all the women who'd made accusations against them, all the conservative organizations in America. Everybody was getting audited who was an adversary of Bill Clinton, and we exposed that. Well, guess what happens again starting in 2009? The audit train is, I don't know if they hit you yet, Alex, but they hit me. And they dinged me, disallowing every exemption I had on my tax form. And I'm very careful, you know.
Yeah, they don't even call it an audit. They just start sending me letters saying, you don't get this, you don't get that, give us more money.
So this is one of the tactics they use. Look, this is the first term. If he's reelected, it's going to be war.
Oh, they're openly saying.
They will be at war. We will be hunted down like dogs, Alex Jones. Just keep that in mind. That's what the stakes are.
Oh, I don't want to end the interview now. Look, come back on next week. I want to hear strategy, what you think of Mitt Romney. Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, thank you so much for the time.
Good being with you.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Something that we've talked about years ago that I started witnessing. The TSA now, if you're getting a hamburger, a drink, anything, after the checkpoints, before you get on your plane, they are now coming over and telling you to drink your drink. They make women drink their breast milk if it's in a bottle. Drink Coca-Cola, bottled water. All about making you think you've done something wrong. It's total garbage. And now they're expanding out to the highways everywhere, not just to the parking lots. And again, terrorists can hit the parking lot, so now they've got to be in the parking lot. They can hit the road down the street. Now they've got to – this is the takeover of society that's happening right now. And then we have the other big article, Homeland Security Report lists liberty lovers as terrorists. Americans who are suspicious of centralized federal authority revert – are reverent of individual liberty deemed domestic threat. And that was a $12 million funded 2011 program funded by the folks that run this country. And they say in the report, if you believe in a global government, you're a terrorist. I mean, okay, so if I read the Financial Times of London or CNBC 2 weeks ago where they announced, yes, we're ruled by a global government run by banks. They're unelected, but we're lucky to have them. So if you say world government's good and that banks running it are good, well, that's good. Then you're a normal good person. But if you say, I don't want that, it doesn't exist and you're insane. This is the doublespeak. It's kind of like they announced, yeah, it's a tax. The IRS is going to enforce health care. And people say, well, we don't want to have a tax with the IRS. They go, it's not a tax. It doesn't exist. And you're like, but the ruling says, and the Solicitor General, and it's all on record. And they just go, no, it's not. You're crazy. And you're like, but that's a mind game you're playing. And again, they know just to make it about the debate, never admit to anything. What did Bill Clinton say? Deny, 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 deny. Doesn't matter what they've got, doesn't matter what proof, just deny, 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 deny. It'd be like driving up to your house and burglars. I've actually read about this. This actually works with some people. They're so suggestible now and mindless. You can be walking out with their television sets, their computers, their jewelry, and just, hey, what are you doing? You're robbing me. And most people, if you're just real calm, criminals, cat burglars and folks have actually written books about this. If you're just real calm and go, no, I'm not. I'm just helping. I'm helping Bobby. Just make up a name. They'll be, what? Yeah. Hey, just go in and talk to him. He's in there right now. And it's like, you don't need to see our identification. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. These aren't the droids we're looking for. Move along. You know, the New World Order can have a strong influence on the weak-minded. And they're like out saying, there's no drones. Well, there's no drones being launched. Well, it's in my paper. They just got them and are arming them. Oh, no, that doesn't exist. Now, joining us is really an amazing individual, one of my favorite guests, and we really appreciate him coming on the transmission with us today, Dr. Russell Blaylock. And we'll give you both of his websites today. RussellBlaylockMD.com is one of the sites. He also has his wellness center. We'll give you that web address. And I wanted to get him on last week, but it took us a while because he was busy, to talk about the healthcare ruling. And I'm going to try to give him the floor. I'll never shut up. For the next few segments, to give us his view, his take as a retired brain surgeon who developed many of the procedures used today, an expert in nutrition who's written all these peer-reviewed, now part of the nomenclature of excitotoxins. I mean, really a trailblazer. That's what we have on here, is trailblazing mavericks that have been proven right. And he said 3.5 years ago that this is going to increase the amount of people getting the flu. It's going to lower immunity. It's going to cause neurological disorders. The media attacked him, all confirmed in triplicate. Over and over and over again, he's pointed out with the studies that are even out there that many of the, and we're going to cover this after he talks about healthcare, vaccines are actually causing it. They had to admit in California, most of the whooping cough cases that they call an epidemic are from the shot. Most of the so-called polio now, even CBS News admits, is from the polio vaccine. So all of this is happening, and now Natural News has this big breaking report, and we have the documents from the court. We're going to show this later if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, just go to InfoWars.com or NaturalNews.com. Merck vaccine fraud exposed by two Merck virologists. Company faked mumps vaccine efficacy. Results for over a decade, says lawsuits. This is people leaking it and the documents that it was actually giving people the pathogen and making them sick. Incredible. And I'm springing this on Dr. Blaylock, so I may, during, we've got his email, folks. Send him this article right now so you can read it during the next break if he hasn't seen it. But he joins us now without further ado. And again, RussellBlaylockMD.com. And there's also the Wellness Center. Just type in his name, you'll get it. Again, doctor, thank you for coming on with us. Did you feel like you were sucker punched? I mean, I physically got nauseous, which really never happens with even bad news, when I got that ruling, knowing the IRS is now going to be in my medical records and running my life even more, the collection agency for the Federal Reserve. What did you think the minute you got the news that morning, sir?
Well, in this day and age, hardly anything surprises me, Alex. So, kind of like you, if you can think of it, they'll do it. And if you, are a student of this and look at the history over the last several hundred years, you see that these are the type of proposals and events that are staged to bring about their utopian dream. I was surprised that the Supreme Court did not rule this unconstitutional. It was a surprise, and particularly Robert Stan. The conservative talking heads are trying desperately to justify what he's done, but I think the careful analysis indicates that he made a very bad decision. Why he did it will be unveiled later, I'm sure. But this is going to affect everybody in the United States. This could be the United States to put us in the position of Greece. The cost of this is going to be just astronomical. And, of course, the international bankers who loan the money to fund these sort of things are loving this. What the public doesn't realize, most of your taxes do not go to run programs in the United States. They go directly to pay the interest on the national debt. Only a very small percentage ever ends up in the federal coffers to pay for programs. So every time one of these mega programs is created, it's not your taxes that are going to be paying it. Your taxes will pay the interest on the money they borrowed to fund the program. This is true of Social Security, of Medicare, Medicaid. All of these mega programs are funded by deficit spending, not by direct taxation. And that's the illusion. People always say, well, my taxes are going to go up to pay for this. And the conservatives are saying this is going to cause a massive tax increase to pay for this. Well, it is a massive tax increase, the most massive in American history. But it's not paying directly for your health care. It's paying for the interest on the loan that they took from the international bankers to pay for the program. Nothing is ever done directly by taxes, but that's an illusion. You read Rasmussen's book about his analysis of this. You see that he has all the numbers and data and figures to show you that indeed is true. So we need to get over this illusion that you're paying taxes to run the government. I have a lot of friends who make a lot of money and they pay big taxes and they say, well, I don't mind supporting the country and doing my part. And I said, well, would you mind if you found out that your taxes were not supporting the military and supporting highway building and Social Security, if you found out your taxes were just paying international bankers to loan fake money to the federal government to run these programs? Well, then it's a whole different ballgame. Then you're not too happy. Well, no, I don't like the fact that you're taking my hard-earned income and giving it to international bankers so they can loan you fake money. And that's what happens.
And take control of your life and announce. Did you see the CNBC clip where they said, yes, we're slaves to foreign banks, and basically it's a wonderful thing?
Yeah, and of course, you know, this was the big argument between F.A. Hayek back in the 1920s and 30s and the socialists of the London School of Economics was that the idea of deficit spending was a good thing. And when I grew up, you know, when you would argue about the cost of government, people say, well, what difference does it make if we have a huge national debt? We only owe it to ourselves. Because they thought that Federal Reserve was truly a government banking system. But now that we know beyond any question that it's a cartel of international bankers, many of which are foreign, and not even American banks, that are making these loans to the American government to run its government, well, it's a different ballgame. It's an illusion. It's fraud. And if any of us did that in our private lives or our businesses, we'd be charged with fraud and serve long prison term. The federal government does it repeatedly, and they have the people thinking, well, we only owe it to ourselves. Well, you don't. You owe it to international
bankers. And they position us into fraudulent debt and sign us onto their debts and then grandstand and tell us we shouldn't take hot showers because it makes the carbon hurt the earth, while they literally live the lives of kings flying around on their private jets. It is beyond ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and you look at any socialist system, it's sold on the idea, well, you know, planning is much more frugal than an unplanned laissez-faire society. But when you look at the history of socialism, you see the exact opposite. When the federal government or the state government does these things, it costs hundreds, if not thousands of times more than any private organization.
And it creates corrupt insider groups that deliver total tyranny and hell.
Right. And you look at it, you go through this so-called Obama health care.
Stay there. Let's do that, doctor. We've got a break. We're going to come back, go through it, what it's going to do. As a medical doctor, what you think it's going to do. And stay there. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
He's been a big critic of this government takeover of health care. Break this down. He's absolutely right. It is a tax, mainly to the insurance companies. You have the socialist idiots and people that, just like the Obama supporters that said, oh, I'm getting a free house, free car now. You didn't get that, did you? Now, the very same interests fund all these people. Definitely, though, it's moving in high gear right now. And it's all coming true. I mean, folks, we're not just calling them tyrants and authoritarians because we don't like what they're doing. These are horrible, bad people. And I know most listeners know that, but, I mean, every day it has to sink in deeper to even me that, hey, this isn't a game. None of this is a game. This isn't a joke. Okay, these are seriously bad people who want a re-education purge of this country. Remember, 2 months ago, we get that Army document about re-education camps. The Army got press calls and came out and said, yes, that is our document, and you're not supposed to have it. It's restricted. So, and that's why they move by increment. But at a certain point, the water's boiling here. Dr. Blaylock, I'm going to try to shut up. Please get into what this health care is going to do from your expert inside view of what it's going to do to health care overall. Of course, their plan is to fully bankrupt the old system. But tell us what you think is going to happen now.
Well, you see a lot of people talk about this as a 2,500-page bill, and it was difficult for the congressmen and senators to read through this massive bill and understand it. Well, actually, the bill is hundreds of thousands of pages. If you actually read the thing, what you see is on every page are references to other bills, other laws, other bureaucratic departments and directives. So you have to read those to understand that section. And they'll refer to another section. So actually this is several hundred thousand pages that you'd have to read to truly understand it. But what you get from this is several things. And of course, if you read the history of this, what they've wanted from the beginning, you see that this is just designed to give a blank check to the federal government to fill in the blanks, and they'll do what they want. It's sort of like that blithering idiot Pelosi said, we need to pass this bill so we can find out what's in it. Well, you look at it, it's a blank check. You fill in the blanks. But what it, we know for sure what it does. It punishes physicians for caring for you. If the physician gives too much care, he's punished. It gives the government great latitude in being able to determine what specialty a physician goes in, and even to retrain physicians that are already in a specialty. You may say, well, we don't need any more gastroenterologists. We're going to make you a general practitioner. And we don't need any more in your area of the country. We need some in North Dakota, so you need to pack your family and move to North Dakota. Well, this isn't pie in the sky. This is something they've been dreaming about and writing about for over a century, that there's a maldistribution of physicians. There's too many in the wrong specialties, and we need more general practitioners. And so they've written these plans repeatedly, and this bill allows that. A lot of talk about the death panels. Well, what it says in there in specific language is that we'll have a panel that will discuss with the family and the patient, if they're awake, end-of-life discussion. And then it says only certain government-approved agencies will be able to give these panel discussions, which means that it'll have to conform to what Emmanuel, I've got his name now, the president's advisor on medical matters.
Rahm Emanuel
and his brother, Ezekiel Emanuel. Now, his brother has written extensively on what he calls the worth of life.
And Tom Daschle said it. They've all, I mean, now they admit it. When they couldn't pass it at first, there's no death panels. Now Bill Gates is like, kill an old lady, hire 10 teachers. And the teachers are like clapping. They have no idea what they're getting into.
Well, they don't. And you see, these things were also discussed extensively under National Socialism, under Mussolini's fascism and Soviet Russia and Communist China. These things are topics that are openly discussed, that in fact, what we need to do is get rid of the useless eaters. That was a term the Nazis used, was useless eaters. People with complex diseases, people with chronic diseases, multiple sclerosis, people with rheumatoid arthritis, crippling diseases, the blind, the aged. These people are just useless eaters. They contribute nothing to society.
Dr. Blaylock, stay right there. We got a long segment coming up. You're going to just, again, have the floor to break this down with precision, what's really in the health care bill. And now they're admitting all this, too. They're like, yeah, we're going to not give you health care. Yeah, we're going to do all that, yeah?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Control freaks want to run your life. It's what they like. People that are not sick in the head want to just control their own life and want to have a secure life and raise happy children and empower humanity. But history shows that the worst of us crave power and control and do horribly depraved things. And if you don't know about that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new history or a new listener, I suggest you go investigate history. And take a crash course in it, because it is scary. And these corrupt groups do the same thing over and over again. Everything they're setting up is what the communist and the fascist did, because there's really no difference. There's difference in window dressing. It's like grape Kool-Aid with cyanide in it versus cherry. And they try to confuse you politically by giving all these different names of the same thing. It's like saying, you know, you can buy this car, but we have it in five colors. It's all about keeping you unconscious, unaware, in kind of a dreamlike state while they do a lot of horrible stuff and openly talk about shutting off our resources with the carbon taxes in 21. But this healthcare thing, as Dr. Blaylock just said, is thousands of pages long, hooked into code and other laws. And is the same way it is in Europe. It lets them do whatever they want, and they're telling us what they're going to do. Now, Dr. Blaylock, please continue. You were getting into population reduction, which they, all the top people, you know, ad nauseum write books about. What's so amazing is this conspiracy against humanity by the miscreant, mentally ill people that tend to get into power, like cancer. It just takes over. It doesn't mean it's even dominant. It just is. It's like a virus. These diseased minds that tend to get into control. I don't even know what you call this, but they are waging war on everything good, and they crave wrecking things. Please continue.
Well, F.A. Hayek wrote a paper some years ago that the title told it all. The title of the paper was Why the Worst Always Get on Top. And he said that productive, creative people are out producing, creating, taking care of their family, and doing their jobs. People who are not creative, who want to rule and dominate, they look for power positions. They really create nothing. They produce nothing. But they do produce a lot of misery. But they have these grandiose plans, these visions, these utopian ideas. And ever since Plato, we've had one dreamer after another who was going to plan society, streamline it, and show us the way to nirvana. But the problem is all of them end up in gulags, mass death, and police states. When you look back in history, even within the modern history, we see that the Soviet Revolution in 1917 was just defended in glowing terms by some of the biggest, most prestigious names in America. We had the vice president, Henry Wallace, just praising the Soviet experiment. We had Pulitzer Prize-winning writers for the New York Times praising the Soviet experience.
And just to briefly interrupt, I have to just to back you up for folks that don't know, from the 20s right through until the late 40s, our media kept it secret that they were killing tens of millions of people, including little children, putting them in camps and starving them to death. And they still, the nouveau riche types go to bars called Mao's and stuff and think it's cute. You know, it's like seeing somebody walk through with a big swastika is offensive. Well, so is a red star. I'm sorry, but you're making the point. The elite here, they were in love with it.
Yeah, I mean, very, very powerful, prestigious people, university professors, politicians, very popular people, very intellectual people, were supporters of Stalin. And even people like Walter Durrani, who won the Pulitzer Prize for the New York Times, traveled with Malcolm Muggeridge to the Ukraine during the height of the Ukrainian starvation, where the Soviets purposely starved 10 million people to death. And Muggeridge was just appalled. He couldn't believe seeing such things, bodies stacked up like cordwood. And he turned to Walter Durrani and he said, "This is a horror." He said, "I thought the Soviet experiment was good." And Durrani's response was, "Well, you got to break some eggs to make an omelet." A Romanian who had been a communist and witnessed the same thing, when he was told this very same thing, "You got to break some eggs to make an omelet," he said, "I see the broken eggs, but where's the omelet?" So we live in these utopian visions, and that's what we're seeing today. The people like Obama and the Rockefellers and the CFR trilateralists, they go before the public and they paint this beautiful picture where everybody's going to get health care. You're going to see your own physician. It's just a matter of the government paying for it. We're going to redistribute income so it's more fair and there's justice. They paint this beautiful picture. What people don't realize, that's the exact same picture painted in Soviet Russia in 1917, 1920s, and 1930s. It's the very same picture.
It's like Groundhog Day. It's like Groundhog Day.
It's the same picture painted by Mussolini and the defenders of Mussolini and fascist Italy. So this is not the first time we've seen these beautiful mosaics painted and constructed for public consumption, only to turn into the worst nightmare the world's ever known. I mean, Soviet communism and socialism has killed in the 20th century hundreds of millions of people. It has put tens of millions in the gulags every and central planning can do to the mass of man. But we're going to find out very quickly here because, as you say repeatedly, this is all being put in place. Stalin used to use the term sliced the salami. He said, you don't take power all at once. You cut a little piece off and you take that for yourself. And another little piece and another little piece. Pretty soon, you own it all. And you have so much power, nobody can resist you. And what you learn from history is that as a government becomes more and more dictatorial and totalitarian, it begins to fear the people because it's promised the people this utopia, but the utopia never comes. And so they're so terrified of being overthrown by the people, they have to create a police state to suppress them, and they have to hunt enemies of the state. And that's what we're saying now. We're having people, if you're a Tea Party member, you're an enemy of the state. You're a danger. If you have a sticker on your car about the Constitution or mention the Constitution, the police departments are told to keep an eye on you, that you're a danger. Well, who thought in this country, in my lifetime, that if you utter patriotic utterances, that now you're a domestic terrorist, you're a danger, that only if you talk about increasing the power of government, hailing the government for having rule over every aspect of your life, only if you're willing to give up your private property are you a good citizen. Well, these are the things we heard in Nazi Germany and Mussolini's Italy. And in the Soviet Union. Now we're hearing them here.
And it's so alien to our system, and now it's so naked. As you said, the salami slicing or the frog in the pot. First they said, oh, we're not in a pot. Well, we're in a pot, but it's okay, but it's not hot. Well, now it's warm, but hey, it's nice, like a hot tub. Now it's bubbling, and they're saying, never mind, and openly saying the Founding Fathers are bad in FEMA training manuals and video. I mean, if I was a cop in a meeting, and I've had the cops call, and they say it actually does wake them up, and they go in there and start bad-mouthing freedom and the Founding Fathers and private property. I mean, these are just outrageous criminals. They're the enemy. It's so obvious. I mean, how have we gone this far, Dr. Blaylock?
Well, it's because we denied education to our public. Our public has no idea what goes on in socialist and communist and fascist and national socialist country. We teach our children about Nazism. We talk about the Holocaust. But we don't talk about the fact, well, there's many aspects of National Socialism that if you remove the Holocaust from it, our great intellectuals in this country were using this as examples of progressivism, that we should adopt these National Socialist policies. They like the social insurance. They like the medical care system in Nazi Germany. They liked the eugenics programs in Nazi Germany. You know, Nazi Germany had representatives come to Rockefeller to find out how to run the eugenics programs. We don't tell our students that. We don't tell them that Rockefeller sent emissaries to Nazi Germany to meet with Hitler to tell him how to run his eugenics program.
Well, they funded it, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute.
Absolutely. So there's so much that we don't tell our. You know, there's books written about communism, the Black Book of Communism, Utopian Power. There's all these books that tell all of these things in detail about the experience of
and when you've read them and then gone to the original history and find out it's true, they're following it. I'm getting chills right now. Exactly as a total blueprint.
As you read it, it's terrifying because it's the same wording. They don't even change the wording. It's the same arguments. It's the same utopian picture that they paint.
But they know it's not a utopia. They know it's really about the kill grid. Here's an example, 68 Gun Control Act. Senator Dodd, the one that's dead, the senior one, Senator Dodd was a lawyer at the Nuremberg trials, and that was used as an example. So they took the Weimar Republic law, added the Nazi one, only changed the name in a few things, and passed it whole hog as legislation. I mean, I just wanted to back up what you just said right there.
Yeah. I mean, but we're not teaching our students that. We teach them this silly nonsense in school. So they end up, they know absolutely nothing about Nazism. You ask 99% of high school graduates, what was the real name of the Nazi Party? They don't know. They don't know it was the National German Workers Socialist Party. And you ask about what is fascism? Well, there's not one person in 100,000 could define define fascism. Because if you define it, you say, oh, well, that's what we have in the United States now. Fascism is here. Everything we experience in modern society is fascism. And this health care bill is just saturated with fascism and national socialism. But our students think, well, if you're not rounding up a racial group or religious group, it's not Nazism. Well, that wasn't the entire essence of national socialism. A lot of the oppression and killing and shooting came because people were resisting other programs, gun control, property confiscation.
Oh, they were arresting the Seventh-day Adventists. They were arresting whole groups. A lot of times if a Nazi wanted your wife, you were taken away, or wanted your business. I mean, it was hellish. But again, the media only covers one area. But then people don't trust the media, so they say, oh, Hitler must have been good. Now we see that. That's not sophisticated at all. The truth is, as you said, Stalin admired Hitler, and they were buddies at first. And Stalin admired how the Nazis did it because their thugs were so good, and they were able to rob and steal so well, and they imitated each other. None of this is taught. But, I mean, I've read the writings of Hitler. They had the programs of killing little kids and killing old people and you know, all of the socialism and the checkpoints and the neighbors tattling on you and groveling to the government and they had a TSA brown shirt group. I mean, it's the exact same thing.
Well, one of the things that's very closely parallel to this Obama bill is that in Nazi Germany, in order to turn the young people towards the idea of killing off the old and the sick, they would give them math problems in which they would say, how many housing units for young people and young families could you buy with X amount of dollars that we're spending to care for people with chronic illnesses? That was their math problem, and that was to attune their brain to the fact that I could have a house in a nice neighborhood if we weren't wasting all this money keeping these people alive. They should just be willing to die for the good of the state. Well, I read these exact same words and arguments being expressed by Ezekiel Emanuel and the other people that are promoting these national health insurance programs. They use the very same argument.
Tom Daschle, Bill Gates.
The young, if we just quit wasting this money on all these people with chronic illnesses. So we're becoming a society that no longer has a Christian perspective of compassion and empathy and caring about individuals. We're a collectivist society.
And by the way, that's my next point.
We don't care about individuals anymore.
Yes, sir. That's the biggest trick of all this is they sell it about giving people health care. But as you know, under charity care and how my dad was trained, how you were trained, you're supposed to do a large part of it as charity. They have these so-called charity hospitals that are Rockefeller run that are really about profit. The insurance companies help write this to cut the quality of care, make you buy their product. But I want you to break that down because they say, oh, we're going to give everybody free health care or whatever. But no, it's not really free health care. And now they admit, oh, no, we're going to control what you eat and what you do and surveil that. And inventory that because now we're all paying for it and it brings you into the collectivist nightmare with all these useless control freaks in the system now having a contract into your life. That's why this makes me physically sick.
Yeah, it's going to be absolute control of the individual and people don't realize that. They're going to say, well, I still want to eat my barbecued ribs and I like these fried onion rings. And now you're a federal patient, they'll say, well, you can't eat that anymore. You're going to eat this. Here's your menu. You will pick your food up at this center, and this is what you'll eat. Well, people didn't know that that was in the bill. Well, it's written in there in invisible ink. It says that the director of the Health and Human Services can decide that later. That's written in the bill. It says you will make this decision later.
No. My children go and test just at a thing for homeschoolers, but because it's accredited, they were giving them stuff about how great Michelle Obama was. Olive Gardens and places are now having a menu with notes from her. And then they're look at New York going after salt, soft drinks, and now popcorn and milk products.
Sure, it's all about control. I mean, it's sort of like you get some of these states that pass legislation that your toilet can only have so much water to flush because we're going to save water. Well, what people found out, they couldn't flush the waste matter. So they had to flush the toilet four or five times, and they ended up wasting more water than if they had a normal toilet. Well, planners never think of these things. That's why central planning is such a disaster.
And now they want to inspect your house to make sure you've got the right toilet.
That's right. I mean, you can't buy one. You have to buy their low-water type of toilet. Well, it went to hot water heaters. It's everything. You know, like even in our community here, to cut a tree down on your own property, you got to get permission of the city. So they come out and examine your tree, and you have to pay a fee for them to evaluate whether you can cut a tree in your own land.
And then they can decide here in Austin, they're not letting them build high-rises because they say you have a tree. But if you're the insiders, then you can cut down any trees you want. It gives them the selective enforcement power. I want to come back and talk about some vaccine news with you in a short five-minute segment. I can't believe it's gone so fast. And then I also want to ask you about ways to defeat this, where you think it's going.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
That our listeners are awake, but we've got to get the ball down the field to everybody else. We got to beat these people. We have got to drop that hammer down. We have got to beat these people. These are dangerous, bad people. I don't want to say I'm scared. I am just filled with excited energy to try to energetically expose these people because they are coming down on us. Dr. Blaylock, we're almost out of time. You've got several websites. I wanted to ask you what the best ones are for people to visit, what you'd like them to visit. I've already mentioned one of them. And then where do you see things going? Where is the world today, Dr. Blaylock?
Yeah, the website's www.blaylockwellnesscenter.com is the best one. And RussellBlaylockMD.com is my personal website. Well, here's where we're going. The whole thing is designed to push people into total government-controlled health care, but they want it to look voluntary. We're entering a period of depression-like economy. So what they're going to do with this mandate, because when you are forced to buy this insurance, these so-called 45 million people, these things have benefit mandates on them that are going to raise the price of the premium 20 to 50% or more. So you're going to be paying for a high-end insurance for a lot of coverage you don't need, like psychiatric care, OBGYN, free contraceptives, free abortion. Well, you know, you may be a single guy, or you may be a very Christian family, and you say, I don't need any of that garbage. Well, you're going to buy it, or we're going to raise you, you know, penalize
you. So it's mandated social engineering and a payoff to their friends.
Yeah. And so what's going to happen is, because of the enormous expense of these policies, as the economy worsens, people say, I can't afford it. And so the government's going to let them opt out and say, well, what you can do is come into the full government system. So then, instead of Medicare and Medicaid, we'll just have one system, which they've always wanted. That's been the design. But they want to make it look like it was your decision.
And they've now said this. So that's what Michael Moore said. He said, don't worry. This is the end of the system. We're taking over.
Sure. And it's going to be 100% government run. Now, people don't have any clues in this country as to what government-run insurance does. You know, we hear about the Canadian system and the UK system, how wonderful it is. Well, you really look into it. For instance, in one city, they had thousands of people that were dying, waiting to be cared for. Recent reports that over 130,000 people are dying in British medical care system.
No, they let them die in the front room over 4 or 5 days.
Sure.
Paul Watson, I told you the story, couldn't get rid of his chest cold,
sure.
Went in and they said, here's a bag of aspirin, get out of here.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Well, it's run like the military medical corps. When I was in the military, what they did, they had a little, what we call a cold pack, and it's just over-the-counter garbage. They put in a brown bag, and everybody got the same thing, no matter what was wrong with you. When I tried to order drugs that were third generation for treatment of patients, I was told, you can't get those. You can only get first generation. I said, well, those destroy the kidney and the liver. I said, well, that's all we offer. We're a government-run operation. You can't get the fancy stuff. So, you know, people are going to have to get used to, well, we don't do shoulder replacements anymore. What we'll do is this operation that'll tear loose in about 2 years and have to have it redone. Or we won't even do the surgery at all. Here's a story of what's coming. I met a young woman whose husband was an ophthalmologist. He operated on a 75-year-old man who was almost blind from cataract, confined to his house. The guy regained full sight. Now he can play golf, go out, enjoy his life. He was charged by the Medicare officials with abusing a Medicare patient. In court, the abuse was that he gave the man his vision back, which was not approved by the government.
Unbelievable, Dr. Blaylock.
He was in prison for 10 years.
Well, stay there. Let's do 5 more minutes in overdrive. We have to finish the story.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.